Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 4 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. It's a credits page. We get the credits for the writer, the editor, developer, all the special thanks that are in the White Wolf books. We talked about this stuff in Alien Hunger. And fortunately, we don't need to talk about it again today because there is a dedication on this page. And it gives me an opportunity to talk about something that's going to become a real big issue in this book going forward. Quote, dedication. This book is dedicated to all the characters who died in the playtesting of this story. And I can understand why this is a blanket dedication, because this story may very well have killed a whole lot of characters in playtesting. This adventure is fucking lethal. And my heart goes out to all these dead vampires. I hope that they were custom made for playtesting here. I hope they were not people's like existing characters that they had been playing and then got fed into this fucking meat grinder. Because here's the thing, and you'll notice this because we're sending Vampire Drama Club into this adventure straight out of Alien Hunger. Alien Hunger was like, I don't know if cozy is the word, but it has that like first edition vampire core book vibe where you get the sense that vampires spend a lot of their time just kind of hanging around being gothic in cities. You know, like the picture of a Toreador in the Toreador clan description in first edition is just like a guy sitting in a windowsill playing a saxophone. That's the first edition Vampire the Masquerade lifestyle. You just got eternity to work on your sax, man. A lot of going to parties, seeing plays, just, you know, chilling out, hanging around, eternity. Alien Hunger isn't very gothy, but it is kind of like laid back. I mean, you remember Prince Ed playing blues rock in his bar, Angel Tony hanging out at the goth club, just like blood coming his way from every direction. People can't wait to get bitten. Everybody pretty much getting along. I mean, we got attacked one time by Rachel on our way to Fish Pants in Alien Hunger. And then she just kind of took off when things got real serious. I mean, Prince Ed, if he hadn't been hoodwinked into it by Thad, probably wouldn't have even killed Louis Pasteur, which was the only like really harsh thing that happened in that adventure. It was very chill, very like low stakes, slow paced. You know, Monica's like dealing with her husband. Marcus is kind of trying to figure out how he can leverage this vampire thing to make his anime figurine import company more successful. That's the kind of stuff we're dealing with in Alien Hunger. And I think that story at least is very approachable if you made your vampire character using the 1E core book expecting to like get in lots of saxophone practice as a member of Undead Society. If you made a character to lament their lost humanity on the rooftop of like a bleak apartment building in goth punk Chicago or wherever, you are going to get your vampire ass shredded by this adventure. Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico does not fuck around. You will not be playing any saxophone in this adventure. You are going to get burned, stabbed, crushed, dragged into the sun. You're going to need to come up with like, what is your equipment list? You're going to have to talk about marching order. You're probably going to want to get like a bandolier of little vials of blood that you can drink like healing potions to make it through this adventure. The dumbest thing on this page is just that this adventure is so fucking lethal in a game that is really, I mean, it's a horror game, granted, but it's supposed to be about storytelling. It's supposed to be about the development of the characters. And what we're going to see, and I can't be too specific because I don't want to spoil it, but like what we're going to see in this adventure is Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico could not give a fuck less who you are. You come into this story with some kind of generic motivation to get involved. From that moment, you are hooked in. And this adventure just kind of like drags you from deadly situation to deadly situation in a way that is way likelier to kill you than it should be for a game like this, in a way that will not engage your character's poignant goth punk bullshit whatsoever. Whatever it is you got to be like tragic and sexy and monstrous about back in Chicago, it's not going to come up when this adventure drops you off in Mexico and then sets you on fire. So this adventure is in the wrong. Let me second the dedication. I would also like to dedicate this leg of season 6, my coverage of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, to all the player characters who died in the playtesting of this adventure. You deserved better. You deserved the Sacks time you were promised. And as we go, let's keep these characters in mind. Let's, at every turn, let's think about all the player characters who pointlessly died in ways that had nothing to do with the goth punk story that they were trying to tell. Because this is an early Vampire the Masquerade adventure, and the author was apparently under the misapprehension that Vampire was basically D&D, except instead of needing a cleric, you can just eat people for heals. This is going to be a short episode, but I am racing through this front matter to get to the story inside because, you know, take today's episode as a promise. Take this dedication as a promise. This adventure starts slow, as does this book, but when shit starts happening, shit starts happening. And before shit starts happening, we do episodes of the podcast about punctuation. Join me next time for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.